Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, the two dots. Heviuloi es hatomid krotzoi v'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a chos refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, of Adi ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov ben Rochel Chava, David ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Rechama, Miriam bas Sara Dina, Yitzchak Eliyahu ben Shoshana Bracha, and Menachem Mendel ben Yehuda Schaya. Today's daf is being learned as a schos, v'yecheskel shraga b'miral, and today's daf is being learned le'ilui nishmas Bela bas Moshe Menachem, and le'ilui nishmas Avram ben Yibad l'chayim toivim Rav Moshe Chayim. So we're continuing to discuss the avodah on Yom Kippur that was done by the Kohen Gadol, and we're still at the very, very beginning of Yom Kippur. In fact, we're still discussing the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar, which was the first carbon that was brought every morning, and for the same reason, the first carbon that was brought on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah said that who did the Avodah of the Tamid Shel Shachar? The Kohen Gadol. He did all the Avodahs of Yom Kippur. But when the Mishnah mentions the Shechita of the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Mishnah adds interesting language. They brought the carbon tamid to the Kohen Gadol. Krotzoi, we'll see what that means. Umerak achar shchita al yada. So the shchita, krotzoi, umerak achar shchita al yada. What does this mean? The Gemara is going to explain. Kibel as Adam. Then the Kohen Gadol did the Kabbalah. Vizarka, he did the Zrika. And he concluded the Avoid. It says the Gemara, my krotzoi. What does that word even mean? Amarula. So Ula said, lishna diktalo. It means to kill. Amar Nachum by Yitzchak. What's the source to this word? My kro. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Perek Memvav, Eglo yefei fia Mitzrayim, Keretz mitzafoim bava. So the Pasuk's describing the beauty of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is an egla, yefeifia, a very, very beautiful egla. Keretz mitzafoim bava. Yet a keretz came from the north and it attacked Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, that's where you see that the word krotzoi means to kill. So the Gemara, my mashma, still not 100% clear. Kedem targum Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, no, if you would know the targum on that pasuk, the way Rabbi Yosef used to explain it, everything would make sense. Because Rabbi Yosef was mefarish that pasuk as follows. Malka yo'e have a Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is going to be a beautiful malchus. Amamin ketulin metzifunu yeson Allah. Yet, murderers are going to come from the north and are going to attack Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Yosef's targum on the word keretz was ketulin. So you see, it's a lashon of ketala. So if that's the case, that's what the Mishnah means. If you lay said, they brought the carbon tamid to the Kohen Gadol. So what did Kohen Gadol do? Krotzai. He killed the carbon tamid. It's miloshen shchita. It's miloshen ketala. And then the pasuk says, umerak acha shchita yada. That seems to suggest that the Kohen Gadol didn't do the whole shchita, but rather he was krotzai. He killed the animal, but someone else came and he concluded the shchita. So the Gemara says, krotzai bekama. So how much did the Kohen Gadol do and how much did this other person do? Amarula. So Ula said, b'rayv shnayim, the Kohen Gadol did the minimum that you have to do in order for it to be a legitimate shchita. Shchita, halachically, whether it's shchitas chulin or shchitas kachin, is severing the majority of the two simanim of the animal. The two simanim are the trachea and the esophagus. So all you need to do is sever those two simanim. You don't even have to sever all of it. All you have to do is sever roiv of the two simanim. When it comes to an oif, all you have to do is sever one simon, and there too, you don't have to sever the whole. All it has to be is roiv. But the point is, the minimum criteria for something to constitute a shchita would be shchitas roiv simanim. That's what krotzai is. That's what the Kohen Gadol did. That it means b'roiv shnayim. And the truth is that in Svara, it almost had to be that way, as a segue to the next part of the daf. And the reason is because why is the Kohen Gadol the one bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar? Because he had to do all the avodas of Yom Kippur. So it would make sense then that what he's doing has to constitute a shchita. Because if what he's doing is going to be less than shchita, so if he would do, for example, roiv of one of the simanim, not roiv of both simanim, or he wouldn't do roiv, he would do a miyat of one of the simanim, so that would be a problem because it would come out whoever's goymer is contributing to the actual shchita. So it makes sense that the Kohen Gadol's krotzai wasn't just a puncture, but rather, it was a halachic shchita, The other Kohen that came and finished the job was just finishing the job, as the Gemara will explain. But the point is, the Kohen Gadol did what constitutes a Shechita. The Gemara says, "Afresh Lachish Sova B'Rav Shnai." So Ula said it, Rabbi Yochanan said it, and says the Gemara, we have information from something Rish Lachish said somewhere else that he held the same way. Amar Rish Lachish said, "Chinyach Shishlinu Rubesh Alechad Kamayu Lamashaninu Rav." Now Rish Lakish was commenting on a Mishnah Mesechtes Chulin. The Mishnah is on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is the first Mishnah of the second Perek in Mesechtes Chulin, a classic Perek, Perek HaShoichet. And Perek HaShoichet begins with the basic laws of Shechita. HaShoichet Echad Ba'oif V'Shnayim Be'Behema Shechita Soik Sheira. So what's Shechita? One of the Simanim of the Oif, two of the Simanim by the Behema. V'Ruba Yishal Echad Kamayo. And if you Shecht Roiv, that's going to be enough. The end of the Mishnah says, Roiv Echad Ba'oif V'Roiv Shnayim Be'Behema Shechita Soik Sheira. So Rish Lakish was bothered. It's redundant. V'Chimeyach HaShishaninu Ruba Yishal Echad Kamayo. If the Reish of the Mishnah already said that Roiv is enough, Lama Shaninu Roiv Echad Ba'oif V'Roiv Shnayim Be'Behema. So why did the Mishnah have to chazer it over again in the Seif in the Mishnah? So Rish Lakish said as follows. You know why the Mishnah is chazering it over? Because the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about Shechitas Chulin, and the Seif of the Mishnah is talking about Shechitas Kachin, even though it's a Mesechtes Chulin. But in Mesechtes Chulin, where the Mishnah talks about Hilchei Shechita, it throws in a halacha that Negei Kachin. The Fish Eshaninus Reish Lakish explained. The Mishnah says, Avilo Yisatamid, our Mishnah, Krotzoi, Umerikach Hashchita, Yodav, Kibbalas Adam, Vizarka, Yachol, Loi Merak, Yehe Pasol. You would think that this Meriko, whatever this other Kohen did, is Ma'akiv in the Shechita. So says the Gemara, Rish Lakish couldn't have said that. Yachol, Loi Merak, Yehe Pasol, Mkein Havali Avoida Ba'acha, Vitnan Kol Avoidas Yom Kippur, Meinik Sheir Salah. But Rish Lakish, in his Shakla Vatayu, can't even entertain a tzad that this Meriko that this other Kohen is going to do is Ma'akiv in the Shechita, like we spoke at earlier. Because if it's Ma'akiv, then it's part of the Shechita. If it's part of the Shechita, it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's not what Rish Lakish meant. But rather, what Rish Lakish said is that what the Mishnah's bavarning is, Yochel Yei Pasol Medrabanan, you would think that the Merik Achar B'Shechita, which is the Miut of the two Simanim, you would think at least Midrabanan it should be Ma'akiv, and if you didn't do that, it should be a problem. Kach Shoninu, that's why the Mishnah said, Roiv Echad Ba'oif, V'Roiv Shnayim B'Behema. That's why the Mishnah said that all you have to do is a Roiv. Says the Gemara, Sefchimiyachet Afilu P'sul Midrabanan Lekko. So if you're telling me that all you need to do is Roiv, even Midrabanan, Lama Lila Marik, so what's the point of even doing this Miruk? So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lamarik, it's because there's a mitzvah to do the mirror. So let's just put this together. So again, the Mishnah says that when the Kohen Gadol did the Shechita of the Tamid Shel Shachar, Krotzai. It doesn't say he did the Shechita. It says that he was only Krotzai. Umerik Acha Shechita Al Yodin. Then somebody else finished the job. He closed the deal. He did the balance. So what did the Kohen Gadol do? What did this other Kohen do? Very simple. What the Kohen Gadol did was, he did what you need to do halachically in order for it to be considered a Shechita. Once you shecht roiv of the two simanim, it's a shechita, that was done by the Kohen Gadol. What did the Kohen Hedyot do? He finished that miut of the two simanim that hadn't previously been severed. That's something that's not ma'akev. At the same time, mitzvah l'marik, there's a mitzvah to do it, and that's why he did it. So a few things. First of all, why is it a mitzvah l'marik? Why? Like, what's the point? If that's not the definition of Shechita, so why is it if in Likatchila to do it? So Rashi speaks that in the Sugyo, Kidei Lahoitzi Es Adam Yofa. Because we're dealing with Kachin. And with Kachin, we're not just trying to kill the animal. This animal's a carbon. What we're trying to do is get the dam of the animal so that we could do a Zrika on the Mizbeach. So you want to try to get the dam as yofa as possible. So there's a mitzvah l'mare kidei l'hoitzi es adam yofa. That mitzvah you wouldn't have by Shechita Schulin. Because by Shechita Schulin, you're not trying to get the dam. You want the flesh. You want to eat. You need to do a Shechita. So Shechita is. Shechita is Roiv Simonim. There's no reason to have to shecht all of it. Just shecht Roiv of it. But when you're dealing with Kachim and you want to get the dam, so over there you have a mitzvah l'marek, and what emerged is that really this idea that Shechita is Roiv Simonim by Kachim is all you have to do. It's Mefurish in this Mishnah, in Mesechtes Yuma. It's Mefurish because the Mishnah says that Kohen Gadol did Roiv. So Kanira, anything that happened afterwards is not Ma'akiv, because if it's Ma'akiv, then it would have had to have been done by the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara said it's also Mefurish in the Mishnah Mesechtes Chulin, because the Mishnah says twice that Roiv of the two simanim is what Shechita is. Why do you need it twice? And that was what Rish Lakish explained. The Eshtemol, it's coming to tell me Shechita Schulin. And the second time it says it, it's coming to explain Shechita Kachin. Zok de Gemara. And these next several lines, for those that say Karbonis in the morning, are going to sound very, very familiar. Abaya Misade Marocha, Mishmei de Gemara, Valiba de Abishal. Abaya used to say over to his Talmidim what the Seder of the Avodah was done every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. He would say it, Mishmei de Gemara. Rashi says, what does Gemara mean? The Kule Yeshiva de Rabbana de Bei Midrash. So we've spoken about this in the past. Not 100% clear what this means, but he would say it over in the name of everybody, but Valibad Abishal. But really, what Abaya was saying only worked with the Shita of Abishal. So what did Abaya say? Marocha G'dolah G'damas L'Marocha Shniyah. The Marocha G'dolah was set up before the Marocha Shniyah. Shol K'toyres. Marocha Shniyah Shol K'toyres G'damas Sidr Shnei Gziri Yetzim. The Marocha of the K'toyres was done before the Sidr Shnei Gziri Yetzim. Sidr Shnei Gziri Yetzim K'oydim L'Dishom Ezbeich HaPnimi. B'Dishom Ezbeich HaPnimi K'oydim L'Tavos Chomin Shneiris. V'Tavos Chomin Shneiris K'oydim L'Dam HaTom. V'Dam HaTom K'oydim L'Tavos Shtei Neiris. V'Tavos Shtei Neiris K'oydim L'K'toyres. V'K'toyres K'oydim L'Hivarim. V'Hivarim L'Mincho. Mincho L'Chavitim. V'Chavitim L'Nesachin. V'Nesachin L'Musafin. U'Musafin L'Bazichin. U'Bazichin L'Tomet Shobeinu Arbayim. Shenemar V'Hiktor Oleh Chalvi Ashlomim. Oleh Hashlim Kol HaKarbonis Kulam Ek. So this is what Abaya used to say. This is what you say in Karbonos. And the Gemara now is going to break down line by line. So will we explain everything that Abaya just said. So Abaya began. He said, Marocha Gedoyla, Koydemes LeMarocha Shnia. Now it's interesting. Abaya seems to be setting up the way the Avodah was done every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Now based on the little bit of information that we have as it relates to the Avodah of Yom Kippur, you would think that it would start with the Trumas HaDeshem. Right? That's how the sugya started here in Masechtas Yumo. We've mentioned many times the first Avodah that was done every day in the Beis HaMikdash was the Trumas HaDeshem. So Ayin B'Rishonim, how come Abaya didn't even mention the Trumas HaDeshem? It doesn't even get a shout out in Abaya's Misadim Marocha Meshmei de Gemara. But either way, Abaya began with the Marocha Gedoyla, and he said that the Marocha Gedoyla was set up before the Marocha Shniya Shal Ketores. So the Marocha Gedoyla was the big Marocha that was on the Mizbech HaChitin. That's where all the Haktaros were done. That's where all the Karbonos were brought. But the Marocha Gedoyla wasn't the only Marocha that was on the Mizbech HaChitin. There was another Marocha, which Abaya referred to as the Marocha Shniya Shal Ketores. Incidentally, there was another Marocha as well that the Rishonim also struggle with. How come Abaya makes no mention of? But Abaya is going to discuss the Marocha Gedoyla and the Marocha Shniya Shal Ketores. So what was the Marocha Shniya Shal Ketores? Every day, twice, Baboiker, Bein Arbayim, there was Ketores that was brought. The Ketores was brought in the Heichal. That was on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Mizbeach HaZov, the Mizbeach HaKetores, all synonyms of the same Mizbeach. So there were two Mizbeachas. There was Mizbeach HaChitzin, that was the huge Mizbeach with the ramp, that was in the Azor, and then there was Mizbeach that was in the Oil Moyed, that was in the Heichel. The primary purpose of the Mizbeach that was in the Heichel was for the Ketores. Now, the coals that were used for the Ketores, which was brought on the Mizbeach that was in the Heichel, had to come from the Mizbeach HaChitzin. So when the Ketores was brought, a Kohen would take coals from the Mizbeach HaChitzon, walk it into the Heichal, and be makter it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Where were those coals taken from? The Marocha on the Mizbeach, but not the Marocha Gedoyla. There was a special Marocha, and that was known as the Marocha Shniya Shel Ketores. So said Abaya, there was a mitzvah to be misadir the Marocha. In Abaya's Seder, the first thing that was done, you have to figure out Trumas HaDeshem. But it was certainly done early in the day. In fact, it was done at night. It was done at night. That's Trumas HaDeshem was also done at night. So they would do the Sidur of the Marocha Gedoyla before the Sidur of the Marocha Shniya Shal Ketores. That's what Abaya said. So the Gemara be known. What's the Makar to this? So says the Gemara, the Tanya, we're going to the Brayis. It says, Hi ha'oyla al moikta al mezbeach kol ha'layla. That's a pasuk in the beginning of Parashas Tzav. So what's this moikta that's al ha'mizbeach kol ha'layla? Zu Marocha Gedoyla is referring to the Marocha Gedoyla. That's the Marocha that went the whole night. All the haktaris that were kosher ba'layla was knacking the whole night. Ve'esh ha'mizbeach tu gadboy. Then the pasuk says, Ve'esh ha'mizbeach tu gadboy. What's that? It sounds like another Marocha. It is. Zu Marocha shnir shal ketoyres. And you have a reference then to the two Marochas, and Abaya is saying that the Marocha Gedoyla came before the Marocha Shnei. The problem is, you don't see in the pasuk which Marocha really came first. So the Gemara says, Ve'epachana. I hear, you just told me that there's two Marochas. How did Abaya know that the Marocha Gedoyla came before the Marocha Shnei Shal Ketores? So the Gemara says, Mistabra. He held that way in Svara. Why? Maracha gedoyla adifa sheken kaparasa merubah. Because he held the maracha gedoyla, it served much more purposes. All the karbonis were brought on the maracha gedoyla. What was the maracha shniyah used for? Just the katiris. So this is kaparasa merubah. So being that there's much more to do with it, it makes sense that it should go earlier. Adar abafreit gemar maracha shniyah adifa sheken machnisin mi meno lifnim. Doesn't it make sense to say the maracha shniyah shal katiris should come first because that was used for the Ketiris that was in the Heichel, as opposed to Maracha Gedoyla that was in the Azor? The Heichel was more Kaddish than the Azor. So if it's more Kaddish than the Azor, so maybe that gives it a Chashivos. So the Gemara, I hear, Afilu Hachi Kaparasa Meruba Adifa. The fact that this is Kaparasa Meruba, that's more of a Svara than saying that the Maracha Shneir Shal Ketiris, because of the fact that it's Lifnim. This, again, sounds like what we spoke at in yesterday's daf, a question of quality versus quantity in Halacha. Kaparasa Meruba, that's Kamus. That's quantity. Lefnim, that's echos, that's quality. There's many, many ramifications of this shiloh. If something is roiv ha-echos versus something that's roiv ha-kamus, what takes precedent? Beshamay and Beisilu. Beisilu was the roiv, but the Gemara says Beshamay was mechadad itvev. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in a famous piece in Beis Ha-Oitzer, says that from the fact that we paskin like Beisilu, the hachura of that pasco was that Reva Kamus Adif. That every time there's a question of Reva Echos, Reva Kamus, you always go bus at Reva Kamus. This is Reid we spoke about in Erev and Afyud Gimel and other places. They ain't Kamakai. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you want to know why Maracha Gedolah comes before the Maracha Shniyah? Kaparasa Meruba. It's Reva Kamus. Maracha Shniyah Shal Ketoyres, that one Lefnim. That's true, but maybe Reva Kamus Adif. Iba Yaseim, Iloi Mashkech, Eitzam Le Maracha Shniyah, Mile Ma'ayami Maracha Gedolah. The Gemara says, alternatively, you could say like this. It's true. Likat Chilo. The Ketiris was brought from a special Maracha, the Maracha Shniyah Shal Ketiris. But it didn't have to be that way. Meaning, it was okay, b'di'eved, to take from the Maracha Gedoyla for the Ketiris. So it comes out the Maracha Gedoyla of the Mizbeach HaChitzayin could make it Lifnim as well. So what's the Mayul of the Maracha Shniyah Shal Ketiris? Because it goes Lifnim, the Maracha Gedoyla could also go Lifnim. It's only in a b'di'eved situation, but at the end of the day, it has, number one, the benefit of being kaparasa meruba. Number two, the benefit that sometimes machzich that it's going to end up in the heichel. So it's pasha that the maracha gedolah should go first. So that addresses the first line in Abaya. Maracha gedolah kaidemes la maracha shniyah shal ketayres. Why kaparasa meruba? The second thing Abaya said was maracha shniyah shal ketayres kaidemes la sidur shnei gzireyetzim. That first they would set up the maracha shniyah shal ketayres, and afterwards they did the sidur shnei gzireyetzim. So just the chazir. What would the sidur shnei gzireyetzim after the maracha was already set up? Together with the carbon tamid, there was a mitzvah for a kohen to take two gezira yetzim, two logs of wood, and place it on the maracha. We mentioned that in Lumdis, it wasn't so much an avodah that was part of the sidur hamaracha, but it was more a part of the actual carbon tamid. Together with the tamid, there had to be sidur shnei gzira yetzim. Now, there were differences between the way the sidur shnei gzira yetzim happened by the tamid shal shachar versus the tamid shal vein arbayim. The most notable difference is the gemara that we learned together, that the sidur shnei gzira yetzim by the tamid shal shachar, both gzira yetzim were brought up to the mizbeach by one kohen. The tamid shal vein arbayim, the Torah uses a lashon rabbim, and there they had to be brought by two kohanim. But another difference is by the tamid shal vein arbayim, it was physically brought together with the carbon, but the Tamid Shal Shachar wasn't physically brought together with the carbon. It was brought a little bit earlier. But the point is we're discussing now the placement of the Sidur Shnei Gzira Yetzim, which you see from Abaya, happened before the Tamid Shal Shachar, even though it's part of the Tamid Shal Shachar, but it happened before the Tamid Shal Shachar. And when was it done? Immediately following the sidur of the maracha shniyah shal ketayres. Again, the Gemara says we know. And how do you know the tchsev? It's learned that from the pasuk. It says ubiyar le'ah koyim etzim ba'boiker abayker. This is the pasuk that describes the avoda of sidur shnei gziri etzim. Now it says ubir aleha. What does aleha mean? On it or on her? It's referring to the maracha gedolah. That's what aleha means. Now aleha also seems to imply v'loy al chaverta. Tafka aleha on that maracha. Nishtof the andere maracha. Andere maracha. Who said anything about an ander and marocha? Oh, michlal. So you know what you see from that lashon, the isul lechaverito, that there must be another marocha. So it must be that at the time that you did the sidur shnei gzirieitzim, both marochas already existed. Because if you only had one, what's all there? This is the only marocha in town. Oh, must be there's another marocha. And that's what the pasuk is emphasizing by saying olel, put it on the marocha gedayla, don't put it on the marocha gedayla. How could you dash in the word olel? I olel, mi boy le gufe, I need olel to tell me where you put the shnei gzirieitzim. That you have to put it on top, and maybe you think you put it on the side. I don't know. You need olel to tell me the actual halacha. If you look in the pasuk, it doesn't just say olel once, it says it twice. It says, ubir olel, and then it says, va'orach olel, oilo victor olel. It says it actually a third time. So the pasuk keeps on saying the word olel, olel, olel. It says from the extra word olel, it's coming to tell me that the other marocha should have already been there, and that's olel. Put it on the marocha gedolo, don't put it on the rechitam. Moving along in Abaya, see the shenk ziriyetzin. So it said, Abaya, after they did the Siddur Shnei Gzirieitzim, they did the Dishun of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the Mizbeach HaPnimi had Deshen. So removing Deshen, as we've seen, was a very big deal. The Deshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that was the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. The Deshen of the Menorah, that's the mitzvah of HaTovas HaNeiros. The Deshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that came from the Ktiris, that was brought the day before. So there was an Avodah, known as Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Siddur Shnei Gzirieitzim was done before the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Zok the Gemara. I forgot the Hachak Sib Baboyker Baboyker. The Hachak Sib Baboyker Baboyker. Meaning, if you look at the Pasuk says that both of these Avoides should be done Baboyker Baboyker. Sounds like early in the morning. But it says the same Lashon. Baboyker Baboyker. Baboyker Tzimtzveitinmo. So based on that, it's a stalemate. Right? We're at a draw. I don't know which one goes first. If one would say Baboyker, one would say Baboyker, Baboyker. Okay, that one's probably earlier. But they both say Baboyker, Baboyker. So had it Abaya again, no, Mishmei de Gemara, that Sidur Shnei Gzirieitzim Koidem Ledishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, he held in Svara. Filu Hachi Machshir Adif. Because the Sidur Shnei Gzirieitzim is being Machshir, fire, which is going to facilitate the Ketores, as opposed to the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's not Machshir the Ketores. You can bring the Ketores without that. And therefore, Machshir Ra, the Freik the Gemara, for holding Cheshbin, what does that even mean? My new Shnei Gziri Eitzim? What? Shnei Gziri Eitzim was Machshir the Ketores? For Amr Shnei Gziri Eitzim, Marocha Gedoyla, Asli. We just said the Shnei Gziri Eitzim went on the Marocha Gedoyla. And the Ketores came from the Marocha Shnei Shal Ketores. So what does the Shnei Gziri Eitzim have to do with the Ketores? How's it being Machshir the Ketores? So the Gemara is going to say a few terutzim. Amr Abirmi, Abirmi, you said Shum Eitzim. Shum Eitzim as if to say Shem Eitzim. So these Eitzim of Sidur Shnei Gziri Eitzim had nothing to do with the Ketores. But you needed Eitzim for the Ketores. The Eitzim of the other Marocha. But the idea of Eitzim is a Machshir Fiktaris, and therefore, even though it's not these Eitzim, Machshir Adif, we're going to do that first. Ravina Amar, Hoyle Hischa Ben Marocha Gem. Ravina said a different reason. You want to know why the Sidur Shnei Gziri Eitzim came before the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi? Because we're busy with the Marochas. Let's just finish with the Marocha. What would you prefer, said Ravina? We should do Marocha Gedoyla, then do the Marocha Shnia, go into the Hechol, do the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, come out and do the Sidur Shnei Gziri Eitzim? That doesn't sound like it flows very well. It makes more sense. Marocha Gedoyla, Marocha Shnia, Sidur Shnei Gzirieitzim. This is all me'inyan le'inyan in the world of Marocha. So it sounds like that's the proper way. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi said, no, really the reason is Machshir Adif. Sidur Shnei Gzirieitzim comes before Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi because the Sidur Shnei Gzirieitzim has a connection to the Ketores and that it facilitated the Ketores. You need Eitzim. As opposed to the Dishon is just removing the Ketores from yesterday. So based on that, they're both Ketores, Ketores. One is a Machshir, Machshir Adif. What was the question? The Sidur Shnei Gzirieitzim really has nothing to do with the Ketores, because the Sidur Shnei Gzirieitzim is for the Marocha Gedoylo, and the Ketores came from the Marocha Shnei Shal Ketores. Rav Ashi said what the Gemara said a few lines ago. Eloi Mashkech Eitzel Marocha Shnei Miloi Mayim Marocha Gedoylo. It's true. Likat Chila, they used to do the Ketores on the from the Marocha Shnei. But what happens if they didn't have a Marocha Shnei? So they would take from the Marocha Gedoylo. So it comes out the Sidur Shnei Gzirieitzim may end up being a Machshir. It has a Shaykh to being a machshir for the Ketores, that's a reason to be makdim. Continuing along, the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi koidem lahatovas chomesh neiros. The Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi came before the hatova of the five neiros. Just referring back to Abaya for a second, then Abaya said, "Vatovas chomesh neiros koidem ladam atamid." The hatova of the five neiros came before the zrik of the carbon tamid. The dam atamid koidem latovas shnei neiros, and the dam of the tamid came before the hatova of the two neiros. clearly implied, and we saw this earlier in Masechtas Yuma as well, that the Hatava of the seven Neiros were divided into two groups. First five, and then two. So there were seven Neiros on the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, and every morning when the Kohen, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would be Mativ the Neiros, he would do it in two stages. First he would do five, he would interrupt the Hatava with an Avoida, and then afterwards he would do the other two. So what Abai is saying is that the Avoida that the Hatavas HaNeiros were interrupted with was the Dam HaTamid. That's the Aliba de Abishal that Abaya was referring to. Abaya, Mesadim Arocha, Meshmei de Gemara, Va'aliba de Abishal. The Abishal part of this is the way the seven Neiros were interrupted with was with the Dam HaTamid. If you remember earlier in the Masechta, we saw the sheet of the Chachamim that it wasn't interrupted with the Dam HaTamid, it was interrupted with the Ketoiris. But we'll see more about that tomorrow. But for now, says Abaya in the Seder, so it's Marocha Gedoyla, and then the Marocha Shnei Shol Ketoiris, then the Snidur Shnei Gzire Yetzim, then the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. After the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi came the Hatava of the five Nairs. The other two is going to come after the Tama, but the Hatava of the five. So the Gemara says, my time of, how do you know that the Dishon of Mizbeach HaPnimi came before the Hatava of the five Neiros? Amar Abayas. Abayas said, Gemara Gomirna, Svara Lo Yodana. He says, I have a Messiah. Abayas Mesada Marocha, Mishmei de Gemara. He said, Gemara Gomirna. It's that same word. He says, I know this the Messiah, but I'll tell you the truth, I don't know as far. Rava Amar. So Rava told Abayas. He says, Abayas, you don't know as Svara. This is a huge Svara. This is a Svara that has implications in Kol HaTorah Kulo. He said, the reason is Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish. One of the earlier Amayram said, Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, that you're never allowed to pass up an opportunity to do a mitzvah. If a mitzvah is in front of you, you have to do the mitzvah. So what does that have to do with this? Heichel. So when the Kayin would enter the Heichel every day, so the first of the Kalin inside the Heichel that he would encounter is the Mizbech. Tanya, we learned to the Bais, the Shulchan Mitzafin. The Shulchan was on Tzafin, Mashuk, and HaKoyis, Shlei Amos, and Mechtz. It was 2.5 Amos removed from the wall. U'menoyer B'dar. The menoyer was in Dar, Meshucham, and HaKoyis, Shlei Amos, and Mechtz. It too was removed from the wall, 2.5 Amos. Mizbech, Memutza. The Mizbech was in the middle. V'oymid B'emtza, Mashuk, Klapi, Chutz, Kimo. But it was closer to the door of the Heichel than were the menoyer and the Shulchan. Says the Gemara, why? V'nuk mil lehadai. Why couldn't they just put the Mizbeach smack in the middle, the Shulchan and the Menorah? So the Gemara says there's a reason, because given the Chesed Vesa Menorah Noichach HaShulchan, the Menorah had to be Noichach HaShulchan, so Be'in and the Chazwa Adad, we need that they should be able to see each other. But the point is this, the point is, what Rav is saying is that when the Kohen would enter the Heichel every single morning, and the Kohen got on Yom Kippur, but every morning when the Kohen would enter the Heichel, so the first one of the Kalim that he would encounter is the Mizbeach. Once he sees the Mizbeach, he has to do the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. What do you want him to do? Pass over the Mizbeach, walk over to the Menorah, and now be Meitav Es HaNeiros, Eimavir and Ala Mitzvahs. That's what Reish Lakish said. So if Eimavir and Ala Mitzvahs, it's not an option to do that. So if it's not an option to do that, that's when it had to be done in this order. Amar Rava said, and Rava continued. Again, Rava just quoted Reish Lakish, and he said as follows, Shema Minam De Reish Lakish. You see from Reish Lakish, Avure Daro Atoy Tefta Aser, that for a person to pass over, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, his tefillin shalyat, and to first put on the tefillin shal roish is aser. That's not okay. Hechi Yovitz, how are you supposed to put on tefillin? Midar l'te tefto. First you put on the tefillin shal yad, and then you put on the tefillin shal roish. In other words, putting on tefillin shal yad before tefillin shal roish has to do with ein mavir in ala mitzvah, says Rashi. Because when you put on your tefillin, so if you're going to put tefillin on your body, first you get to your arm, and then you get to your head. That's just the Seder Advar. So if that's the order, if you're going to pass over your hand, and you're going to first put on the tefillin shal roish, you're going to violate this principle of ein mavir in ala mitzvah. So sit, Rava, that once Reish Lakish said ein mavir in ala mitzvah, which we're explaining to be the reason why Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi was Koydim LaTavas HaNeiros, it's going to have an implication in Hilchas Tefillin as well. Tosfos argues with Rashi's Pshat in this Gemara, and we'll see more about this in the Raid Bite. But for now, continuing, V'atavas Chomesh Neiros Koydim LaDam HaTamid. The Hatava of the five Neiros came before the Dam HaTamid. The Dam HaTamid Koydim LaTavas Shtei Neiros. And then the Dam HaTamid came before the Hatavas Shtei Neiros. Again, Hatavas HaNeiros, seven Neiros were divided into two groups, first five, then two, and it was interrupted with an avoida, and the avoida that it was interrupted with was the avoida of the Dam HaTamid. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Now, up until now, all the drushes that the Gemara brought, or the svaras that the Gemara brought, were very straightforward. This next ta'am that the Gemara is going to give is not so straightforward. In fact, it's based on an enoy inyan tneyo inyan, which is one of the midos shatayr nedreshes behem, that sometimes Chazal took words that were written in one parasha and they applied it somewhere else. And the truth is that there's many ha'orois that jump off the page, pashit pshat, in these next several lines that we're going to learn, ayin, toisvis, and shari shoinim, just for a basic pashit pshat understanding of this Gemara. It's beyond the scope of what we do, so we'll just do what we do. Zok the Gemara. So again, hatavas chomesh neiris. Then comes the dam atamid. Then comes the hatava of the two neiris. My timer. What's the reason for this order? Amar Abaya, Abaya said. The reason is hahu baboike baboike the shnei gziri yitzim the loyt srichi. It comes out Abaya said in Cheshbon that when the Torah said by the cedar shnei gziri yitzim baboike baboike, really it didn't have to say it. The reason is because Sidur Shnei Gziri Yetzim came before the Dishun of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. By the Dishun of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it says Baboike, Baboike. Now, if the Sidur Shnei Gziri Yetzim comes before the Dishun of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, then certainly it's also Baboike, Baboike. Sabaya set up the Sugya very simple. He said those two words, Baboike, Baboike, are obviously Miyutah. This is not the hard part. So what do you do with the two babaikers? I mean, Torah didn't have to say babaikers, babaikers. We have to do something with it. Shnadinu l'hacha. So what we need to do is we're going to move it around. We're going to take it from the parsha of the Sidur Shnei Gziri Yetzim, which is in Parsha Tzav, and we're going to start distributing it for different parshias in the Torah with having halachic ramifications. Chad shadi l'atovas chamesh neiris. One, we're going to throw to the parsha of atovas chamesh neiris. What are we going to do with it? So now Atoves Chomesh Neiris has another Baboiker, the Likadim, the Dam HaTomet. So you know that you're supposed to do it before the Dam HaTomet. The Dam HaTomet. The other one we're going to throw to the parish of Dam HaTomet. The Likadim, the Atoves Shnei Neiris. To know that the Dam HaTomet should be before the Atoves Shnei Neiris. And he explained it about it. Chachad, the Atoves Chomesh Neiris. What we're going to put into the parish of Atoves Chomesh Neiris, the Likadim, the Dam HaTomet. If you look in the Torah itself, me, before this drosha of Abaya, the Torah says by the Atoves Chomesh Neiros, the word Baboiker twice. By the Karbon Tamid, as a Keves Echatas Baboiker, it says it once. So it's a 2-to-1. That's the way it is, Ba'asher Rishon. But we're taking the two Baboikers of Sidur Shnei Gziri Yetzim that we don't need, we're putting one for Atoves Chomesh Neiros and one for the Tamid Shal Shachar, so you end up not 2-to-1, 3-to-2. Oh, if it's 3-to-2, it's one more. So therefore, that Tavis Chomesh Neiris is going to come first. Now, what's the obvious question? It anyway should have came first. It was 2-1. So what's the difference if it's 2-1 or if it's 3-2? At the end of the day, the winner seems to be Atoves Chomesh Neiris. So it doesn't matter exactly what the tally is. I am Berishayna. Either way, Zokta Gemara, V'chad Shadu L'dam HaTovin. Now, we said that one of them was put by the Atoves Chomesh Neiros. So now you have 3 by Atoves Chomesh Neiros. The other one was put by the Tamid, Dam HaTovin Shel Shachar, to have 2. Okay, once you have that one by the Dam HaTovin, so now it's going to be in the Kanmi L'Atoves Shnei Neiros. It's going to be before Atoves Shnei Neiros. Oh, you have 2 by the Dam HaTovin. So now it comes before Atoves Shnei Neiros. The Gemara says, why? Atoves Shnei Neiros is mentioned the same pasuk as Atoves Chomesh Neiros. And we just said Atoves Chomesh Neiros is Baboiker, Baboiker. That means Atoves Shnei Neiros is also Baboiker, Baboiker. So you have 2. So you have 2 by Atoves Shnei Neiros. It says Baboiker, Baboiker. You have 2 by Esakeves Echatas Baboiker. Because even though Esakeves Echatas Baboiker is only 1, but you just stole 1 from Sidur Shnei Gziri Yetzim. So you have 2 and 2. So why is that a reason there should be a Ketima? Because the Gemara Baboiker said, Avakav Tocha Trey, Vahavah Trey, even though they're both Trey, Mechaper Adif. But at the end of the day, Mechaper makes more sense. So if you have a stalemate between Trey and Trey, so Dama Tomit, that's Mechaper, that's the whole Kapara. As opposed to Atoves Shnei Neiros is not Mechaper, that's why that's going to end up going first. So why is it that Hatovis Chomesh Neiros comes before Dam HaTomid and Dam HaTomid before Shnei Neiros? Hatovis Chomesh Neiros comes before Dam HaTomid because it's 3-to-2. And Hatovis Shnei Neiros comes after the Dam HaTomid because one is a Mechaper, the other one is not a Mechaper. So again, this Gemara is obviously Verot Tzarech Bir. How did we take the two Baboikers from Sidur Shnei Gziri Yetzim and figure out exactly where we're supposed to distribute it, and why did we even need it? At the end of the day, it sounds like the Atoves Chomesh Neiros anyways had an advantage over the Dama Tamid because it was 2-1. So it's different if it's 2-1 or 3-2. And really, we didn't accomplish that much by adding another Babayka to the Dama Tamid. Really, what we did was we just evened it. And now that we evened it, we can use the Svara of Mechaper. But Amalei Rapapa Abaya. So Abaya said all this. Rapapa heard Abaya. And Rapapa asked sort of what we're all bothered by, albeit in a more acute way, and that is Ve'ema. How do you know where exactly to put these baboikas? Maybe put one on the Dishma Zbeach HaPnimi, did a Kadmi L'dam HaTamid, so that it should come before the Dam HaTamid, the Hacha Tulasa, the Hacha Trey, the Chad Shadi L'dam HaTamid, and the other one you should put by the Dam HaTamid, the Niktim L'Tavis Chomish Neiris, the Avagav, the Hacha Trey, the Hacha Trey, Mechaper Adam, because even though it's 2-2, Mechaper Adam. Meaning, Rapapa told Abaya, how do you know to put one by the Hatovas Chomish Neiros and why by the Dam HaTamid? Maybe put one by the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and put the other one by the Dam HaTamid. Now, the Dishon of Mizbeach HaPnimi has two. It says Baboike, Baboike. Dam HaTamid says one. If you're going to put one by the Dishon of Mizbeach HaPnimi and one by the Dam HaTamid, you're going to go from 2-1 to 3-2. So that would mean the Dishon of Mizbeach HaPnimi should come before the Dam HaTamid. But once you put one by the Dam HaTamid, so now you have two by the Dam HaTamid, as the Kevus HaChatav Baboike is one, and now you have the other one, Hatovas Chomish Neiros also only has two, because it didn't, in Abaya's Cheshvan, Hatovas Chomish Neiros started with two, it got a third one. But our Papa told Abaya, maybe don't give it a third one. Maybe keep it with two. If you keep it with two, and you put one on the Dam HaTamid, so Dam HaTamid and Hatovas Chomish Neiros are both two. If it's both two, then Mechaper Adam, just like Abaya said, that the Dam HaTamid, if you're holding Cheshvan, comes before the Hatovas Shtei Neiros, because even though it's 2-2 Mechaper Adif, so if you can end up with 2-2 by the Hatovis Chomish Neiros, so the Dam HaTamid is going to be before the Hatovis Chomish Neiros as well. But here's the point. The point is, maybe if you have these two extra Babaykers in the parish of Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim, maybe what has to emerge is that you had to do the Dam HaTamid before even the Chomish Neiros. The Mesorah that Abaya had, Shmei, the Gemara of Aliba Dabashol, this is the Aliba Dabashol part, was Chomish Neiros, Dam HaTamid, Shtei Neiros. Mechatesi. Maybe it's Dam HaTamid and Sheva Neiros. And really what it boils down to is where you put the Babaykas. But Rapapa told Abaya, how do you know exactly where to put the Babaykas? So he told back to Abaya, to Rapapa, I hear what you're saying, but Imken Afsuke B'may Mafsikas. There has to be a Hafsik. Something has to come between the seven Neiros. There has to be a Hafsik. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. You couldn't just do all seven. There had to be a break. And you had to break it with an Avoida, and this is the only Avoida that makes sense. So if you distribute the Babaykas the way I'm suggesting, said Abaya, then we have what to work with. But otherwise, what's going to be the Hefsik? So the Gemara comments then on that and says, is that true? Do you have to have a Hefsik between the seven Neiros? Now, to be clear, of course you have to have a Hefsik. Chazal knew this. But at the same time, who said it has to be an Avoida? Maybe just be Mafsik. Maybe stop, walk around, come back. So the Gemara says like this: Han ichle Reish Lakish, ganz gut according to Reish Lakish, damal am betivim chayzer betivim k'day lahargish kolazor kula shaper. Some bishlam according to Reish Lakish that says that why did they do the hatava twice? They did it lahargish as kolazor kula to make excitement. The same reason they convened four times for the goyro. So for that reason they did the hatava saneris twice to make a matziv. So then it's very good. I mean, who says it has to be an avoda? All you need to do is do five, leave, come back, and do the other two. So then Rav Papa's asking a good question. Maybe the Dam HaTamid comes before all that Tavas HaNeiros. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that learns it out from a Pasik. It's a Pasik. So then you need an Avoda. So that's what Abaya told Rav Papa. Then I don't understand what you're saying. I'm only Ravina the Ravashi. Ravina told Ravashi, Hai Baboiker Baboiker, the Eitzim Imiyater. So as a postscript to this discussion. So Ravina told Ravashi, are the words Baboiker Baboiker even extra? Meaning, why are we even assuming that? We started off that Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim's Baboiker Baboiker is extra. Now, what was the Cheshbon? Why did we say it's extra? Because if the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim comes before the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi was Baboiker Baboiker, then by definition, the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim was also Baboiker Baboiker. So Ravina told Rav Ashi, don't you need Baboiker Baboiker to teach me? I thought you needed to tell me that it came before the Marocha Shnei Shal Ketairis. Amalei, so he told, meaning to know the order of where it's supposed to be. That first you have to have the Marocha Shnei Shal Ketairis, and then afterwards the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim. Meaning, don't you need Baboiker Baboiker to tell me where the Sidur Shnei Gzirei Yetzim needs to be relative to the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi and relative to the Marocha Shnei Shal Ketairis, referring back to the Gemara's and Amud Aleph, Rav Ashi told him, no, V'lab Mi'akimna Oleho Veloyal Chaverto, Michal de Isol Chaverto. No, that's we already learned that from a different drasha, because by Seder Snake Zireitim it says you should put it Oleho on the Maracha Gedoylo. It's implied that there was another Maracha, and that's what it's coming to teach me. So that I know already the Seder, so Babaikra and Amar Aleph taught me nothing. If it didn't teach me anything, it's extra, and that's why Abaya used it to teach me this Cheshme. That first you had the Chamish Neiros, then you had the Dam HaTamid, and then you had the Shnei Neiros. One last Gemara. Maishan David HaTov is Chamish Neiros Bereshit, David HaTov is Shnei Neiros Bereshit. So we know that the Neiros had to be divided. So we're dividing it 5 and 2. We're taking that for granted right now. But how do you know first 5 and then 2? Maybe if I can't. Maybe do 2 and then 5. Given the Aschabu Avid Ruba. No, because once you start, you want to do right. Okay, if you want to do right, then Avid Shiz. Then maybe do 6. Amakra, the pasuk says, "Be'itiva yasan neiros yakti renu." Every time the kohen was mate of the neiros, it says neiros. Be'itiva yasan neiros, not ner. It says neiros. Be'neiros pochusim ishtayim. Neiros always means to exhale. So one ha'ara, one lighter ha'ara, as it relates to today's daf, and that is the Gemara in the course of the cheshbon of Abaya Mesade Marocha Mishmei de Gemara. Valiba da Abishal said that the dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi was done every morning before the Hatovas HaNeiros. So dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi was when the Kohen went into the Heichal, he went to the Mizbeach, and he took the deshen that was left over from the Ketores that was brought the previous day. He removed it from the Mizbeach, it was an Avoita. The Hatovas HaNeiros was being Meitiv the Neiros. That was also done in the Heichal. That was done by the Menorah. It was done in two steps. First the 5 Neiros, then the 2 Neiros. It was interrupted by the Dam HaTamid. But, said the Gemara, that the Dishon of Mizbeach HaPnimi came before the Atava of the Chamesh Neiros. What's the reason? So Rava said, Kiresh Lakish. The reason is like Resh Lakish said, Amar Resh Lakish, Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahis. The Halach is Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahis. And then Rava said, as a postscript to this idea, Shmami Namadir Resh Lakish, you know from Resh Lakish, that Avure Dara Teitefta Asin, that when you put on tefillin, first you have to put on your tefillin Shal Yad, and then you put on your tefillin Shal Reish. Because if you're going to put on the Shal Reish before the Shal Yad, it's going to be a violation of this principle of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahis. Because first you encounter your arm and then you encounter your head. So because of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahis, the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi came before the Hatova of the Chamesh Neiros. And because of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahis, a little more halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh, you have to put on your tefillin shel yad before you put on the tefillin shel resh. So what's the makar to Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahis? It is a very important Rashi. It's tucked away. It's in Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. It's the last Rashi on the Amid. Ein Mavirin HaPegeh B'mitzvah Zag Rashi Lo Yaver Mimenu. You can't go away from it. Meaning, if you have a mitzvah in your clutches, you have to do something about it. V'nafkalam b'mechilta, and the makar is a mechilta. It says ushmartem es hamatzos, kari bay es hamitzvos. Ushmartem es hamatzos is a pasuk in Parashas Bo'i. It's talking about you have to watch the matzah, make sure it doesn't become chametz. But said Chazal, al tikri matzos elo mitzvos loitamtin lo shetach mitzvah tisyashin. You have to watch the mitzvah, make sure it doesn't become chametz. Make sure the sarsha be'isa, the etzahara, doesn't get to you. You have to make sure it doesn't become old. So if there's a mitzvah, you have to do it. So mitzvah habaliyotcha al tachmitzena, that is essentially the foundation of the halacha of Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahis. You have a mitzvah, you have to do it. Because if you're going to go away from the mitzvah, it's going to be an issue of mitzvah habaliyotcha al tachmitzena. The Achroinim say, and really based on many diyukim in the Rishonim, that if the makar to Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahis is such a come out l'chura that Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahis is a din d'oraisa. It's learned that from a pasuk. If it's learned that from a pasuk, it should be a din d'oraisa. Just to quote one Maramachim, the Chayyadam in Klal Samiches says, quote, Sivkot and Aleph, Kaimalon Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahis. Rotzo Loimar. Mitzvah shabtovei liyodei tchilo, yaseno. V'lo yanichena b'pnei sheroitza achshav lasois acheres, v'achar kach yaseze. Don't leave the mitzvah and say, you know what, I'd rather do the other mitzvah now, I'll get back to this. Do this. V'kol shkein sheyanichena legamri kadei lasois acheres. Certainly don't just not do a mitzvah at all. V'hu isim in ha-toyre, says the Chayyadon. This is a din d'oraisa. Shenema u'shmartem es ha-matzois, kori mei ha-mitzvois bechirik. Sheloi techmatz Vitis Yashe. So says the Chayyadim, clearly, like we just spoke out, that this halach is a mitzvah deiraisa. In fact, I saw in Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Gilyonei Ashas, so he brings a tshuva from the Ritvaz, that all the Paiskim quote, that seem to say that it's, that Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvah is a mitzvah derabana. It's not a din deiraisa, it's a din derabana. And he's matmi on this Ritvaz, says it's not like all the different Rishonim, and he adds one knech when he talks about this Ritvaz. He says, not just that, he says, I think it could be, it's a loisaseh. Because the Torah uses the word ushmartem. And we know there's certain words that mean loisase. Loi, thou shalt not. That means loisase. Al means loisase. Pen means loisase. Hishomer also means loisase. So ushmartem is miloshen hishomer. That's a loshen of a loisase. The bottom line is, ein mavirin al ha-mitzvois. It's learned out from a pasuk, ushmartem as ha-matzis, as Rashi quotes in Masechtes Yuma, daf lamed gimel amud aleph. And based on that, say the achroinim, that it's a din deiraisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel goes so far as to say that it could be it's even a loisaseh, because if the word ushmarta always means hishamer, that's one of the synonyms of loisaseh, then luchuri yesh loimar, this halacha would really be a loisaseh. So let's hold that thought. And Amid Beis, the Gemara said, Amar Rav, Shmami Nomad Reish Lakish, you see from Reish Lakish, Avuri Darat Etefta Asa. That when a person puts on tefillin, he has to put on his tefillin shel yad, and then put on his tefillin shel yad. In fact, if he does it in the reverse order, he violates some sort of iser. What's the iser? Ein mavirin ala mitzvah. Suck Rashi. In other words, Rav is saying very poshut that when a person comes to put on tefillin, if you're going to put on your tefillin shorosh, you're going to be maver on your zraya. You can be maver on your hand. Being that first you encounter your arm and then you encounter your head. So when you put on your mitzvahs, first you have to put on your tefillin shel yad and then you have to put on your tefillin shorosh. Tosfos brings Rashi's pshat and he says, v'koshut leperusha. I don't understand Rashi. I agree with Rashi's halacha. First you put on the tefillin shel yad, and then you put on the tefillin shel rosh. But I don't agree with Rashi's reason. Amar Rava, Shma Minomid Reish Lakish, Avurei Dara Teitefta Aser. As if to say, if there was no halacha of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, there'd be no halacha that says you have to put on first the tefillin shel yad and then the tefillin shel rosh. Of course you have to put on first the tefillin shel yad and then the tefillin shel rosh. The Gemara Masechtas Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, learns it out from a pasuk. The pasuk is Ukshartam Lo'isa Yodecha, Vayulet Aitofa is Bein Einecha. First it says your yad, then it says your rosh. Every single time the Torah talks about tefillin, first it mentions the tefillin shel yad and then it mentions the tefillin shel rosh. So it's Poshit that first, that's the safety you're supposed to. It's a freight Tosfos. I don't need Rava, Shmami, Nomad, Reish Lakish to tell me first the Shal Yad and then the Shal Rosh. That I know from apostles. If that's the case, what does this Gemara mean? What did Rava mean when he said Avuri Dara Teitefta Asa? So Tosfos has two suggestions. One suggestion Tosfos has is that maybe it means when you put your tefillin away. When you put your tefillin away, first you have to put away your tefillin Shal Rosh, and then you have to put away your tefillin Shal Yad. The reason is, it's like this, when you take your tefillin out, first you're going to take it to Shal Yad, and then you're going to take it to Shal Rosh. Because if you're going to first put away the Shal Yad, and then the Shal Rosh, then when you take your tefillin out, you're going to take out the Shal Rosh, you're going to have to put on the Shal Yad, and you're going to end up being maver on the tefillin Shal Rosh. So that's the Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. So what Reish Lakish and Rava were referring to in this Gemara wasn't the way you put on tefillin. I don't need Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs for that. That's always the Seder. That's always the way you put on tefillin. What he meant to say was, is that when you put the tefillin away, put it in a way that you're not going to run into a problem of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. And by the way, something that every bar mitzvah boy knows, you put it in a way where you're going to always come to the Shal Yad first. Why? Because Eim Avir, that's what the Gemara means. Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Inami. Taizu rings from Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Zeichat Tzadik Levracha. That's the way Taizu quotes him. That Rabbeinu Eliyahu, that's Mefarish, he said a different shot. It's referring to Chayav Adam Lemashmesh B'Tfilin B'Chol Shah. So there's several times during the course of davening where Poseach Es Yedecha U'Masbiel L'Chol Chay Rotzen. Right, you kiss the tefillin. So says Rabbein Eliyahu, that's what the Gemara meant. You're always supposed to kiss the Shal Yad and then the Shal Rosh. That's the order that it's always supposed to be. Why? Because Eim Avir and Alamitzus. From that, I don't know from Ukshartum Loisay Yedecha Tavis Benenach. That's telling me the Kshira, the way he's supposed to put the tefillin on. But in the Chayiv Adam L'Mashmish, maybe if I want to do it in the other order, that would be okay. Kamash Malon, that even that has to be done first tefillin Shal Yad and then tefillin Shal Rosh. In other words, you put on your tefillin Shal Yad first and then your tefillin Shal Rosh. What's the Makar? It seemed to be a shtickle machloik is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. First you encounter your bicep, then your head. As a result, first you put on your tefillin shel yad, and then you put on your tefillin shel rosh. Tosfos says the makar is a pasuk. Ukshartam lo'isa yodecha, v'ayulut haytavis beinenecha. First shel yad, then shel rosh. Isn't there a gemara that says eim avir and ala mitzvahs? That gemara is referring to something else. The Shagasari in Turei Evan, in Mesechtes Megillah Davav, that's one of the places that the sugya of Eimaviran ala mitzvahs are discussed. Incidentally, this is a Shagas Aryeh in Hilchas Tefillin, which is bar mitzvah pshetel worthy. But the Shagas Aryeh, Mesechtes Megillah Davav, asks a Meir Digakasha. He says, at the end of the day, I hear Tosfos. Tosfos says, Rashi, Eimaviran ala mitzvahs, that's why you put on your shalyad and then you shall put on, then you put on your shalrosh. It's a Gemara. It's a pasuk. Ukshartem lois ayedecha, v'ayu l'taytav is b'neinecha. Oh, but v'ayt ha-shagas aryeh, ha-guf ha-kasha, on the Gemara Menachas. What do you need a pasuk for? What do you need a pasuk for? Why do I need a drasha? Ukshartem lois ayedecha, v'ayu l'taytav is b'neinecha. Typically, eim avir in ala mitzvahs. Typically, Rashi's pshad in the Gemara in Yuma Lamed Gimel. Meaning, even Tosfos agrees that when it comes to Chayiv Adam L'mashmish B'tfilin, first the Shalyad and then the Shalrosh. Why? Because first you encounter your Zeraya and then your head. In other words, in the Seder of how you encounter the mitzvah of Tefillin, it's first Yodecha and then it's Beinei Necha. So Freik, the Shagas Aryeh, I understand Tosfos Shita. He's coming from a Gemara. He's coming from a Gemara Menachas, where the Gemara brought him a kar, a pasuk, a drasha, for why you put on the Shalyad before the Shalrosh. But at the end of the day, ho gufa kasha, what's pshat in the Gemara? So Shagas Aryeh is not asking a kasha on Tosfos, he's asking a kasha on the Gemara. This Gemara Menachas Taf Lamed Vav, the Gemara had to come onto a whole new reason why you put in the Shalyad before you put in the Shalrosh. What do I need the reason for? Typically, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvah. Typically, Rashi's pshat in the Gemara and Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel. So again, a chloric kasha. The Gemara says Menachas Lamed Vav. That when you put on tefillin, first shalyad, then shalrosh. Why? Ukshartim loisa yodecha, mahayu l'taytav is bein enecha. First shalyad, then shalrosh. Freik the shagisari. What do I need? A pasik? Tepik clay, ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. And first, when I put on tefillin, I encounter my shalyad, and then I encounter my shalrosh, and that's clear. No matter what pshat you learn in Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara is definitely saying there's an idea of ein mavirin ala mitzvahs when it comes to tefillin. So if that's the case, say ein mavirin ala mitzvahs, and I shouldn't need a pasik to tell me that you put on the shalyad before you put on the shalrosh. Says the Shagas Aryeh, or yesoid gadol. Says the Shagas Aryeh, or yesoid gadol. And that is, it's true ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. However, when it comes to Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh, over there, it's not muchach that we'd be able to apply the halach of Eimavir and Alamitzis. Because Yesh Loimer, the only time we say Eimavir and Alamitzis is if all things are equal. You have two mitzvahs, and both mitzvahs are of the same level. If both mitzvahs are of the same level, then there's an idea. If I encounter one, do it. Don't be maver on this mitzvah to go do another mitzvah, because my chazas, this is a mitzvah. Mitzvah boliyot chal tach mitzena. But what would be if the other mitzvah on some level is more chashiv than the mitzvah that I'm doing? Or better. What would be if there's a reason to be makdim the other mitzvah over the mitzvah that I'm doing right now? Then it could be that reason would take precedent and there'd be no halach of eim avir and ala mitzvah. So says the Shagas Aryeh, let's explain. The tefillin shel roish is more kadosh than the tefillin shel yad. It's a Mefurish Gemara Mesachtes Menachas. The Gemara says you're allowed to take the batim of the Shel Roish, Yad, and make Shel Roish. But you can't take the Shel Roish and make Shel Yad. The reason is because Mailim Bekoidish Ve'em Meridin. So you can take the Shel Yad and make Shel Roish because that's Mailim Bekoidish. But you can't take the Shel Roish and make Shel Yad because that's Eim Meridin. Zoysay Meres, the Tefillin Shel Roish is more Kadosh than the Tefillin Shel Yad. So says the Shagas Aryeh, the Mishnah Mesach this Vachim, that pay Tesamer Aleph, the Mishnah says, Kolam Bekudesh Mechaveroi, Koidim Lechaver. The Mishnah over there is discussing the Seder of bringing Karbonos. So if you have a Chatas and an oil in front of you, which one should you bring first? Or if you have an Ashram and a Chatas and a Mincha and a Shlom, the Gemara goes through a whole bunch of different formulations. It's a Mishnah. Kolam Bekudesh Mechaveroi, Koidim Eschaveroi. Whatever's Kodesh comes first, it says the Shagas Aryeh, Gevaldi. That really, if there was no Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, and you had a question, which tefillin should I put on first? Should I put on the shalyad or should I put on the shalrosh? The answer would be you should put on the shalrosh. Because the shalrosh is more kaddish than the shalyad. And kolam mekudish mechaveroi, koidem es chaveroi, says the Shagas Aryeh. That's why we need a pasuk to tell me you put on the shalyad before the shalrosh. Aye, what do you mean? I don't need a pasuk. Eim avirin ala mitzvahs. And by the way, we didn't speak this out. Eim avirin ala mitzvahs is a din dayraisa. So if it's a din dayraisa, I anyways have a dayraisa digadin of eim avirin ala mitzvahs to put on the shalyad before the shalrosh. Oh, the terrors is because eim avirin ala mitzvahs, that's if there's no svara to be marked in the other thing. But over here, I have a svara to be marked in the shalrosh because kolam mekudesh mechaveroi, koidem es chaveroi. And the shalrosh Roish is more Kaddish than Shayar. So Zokta Shag Yisrael would add a pasuk of Kshartam Lois Ayadecha Vayol the Tavis Ben Enecha. I would put on the Shayar before the Shoroish. I put on the Shoroish before the Shayar. That's why I can't rely on him of Yiran Allah Mitzvahs. And that's why I have to come on to a special pasuk. That's what the Shag Yisrael says. The truth is, we're learning Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel. We're in the middle of a Kachim Sugya. So it's kedai to point out that really this yisoid of the Shag Yisrael is mefurish in our sugya. So today's daf discuss Abaya, Mesader, Marocha, Shmei de Gemara, Va'libad Abashol. And it went through the Seder of all the different avoidas that were done. Now one of the things that the Gemara said was that the Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin came before the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin came before the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the Gemara said, how do I know that? And the Gemara said, I'll tell you why, because the Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin is Machshir the Keteiros. The Shnei Gzire Yetzin, that facilitates the Keteiros happening. The Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi is not a Machshir, you're just cleaning up from a previous Ravoida. Machshir Adith. That's considered more chashav. That's what the Gemara said. And the Gemara said, why is a machshir the Keteiros? Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin were on the Marocha Gedoyla. Keteiros came from the Marocha Shniyah. So that we spoke about in the Gemara. But either way, the reason the Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin came before the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi is because Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin facilitates Keteiros. Dishon is just really removing what was left over from the previous Avodah. The Tos Yishanim on our Gemara asks, the Im Toimar, I understand. What do we need this reason for? Amai loy kamar tam de ema virin ala mitzvahs. Frank, the Tais Yishanim, a bomb kasha. The Kohen right now is in the Azara. He was Masada the Marocha Gedoyla. Then he was Masada the Marocha Shnei Shal Keteiros. And now there's a fork in the road. Now he's at a crossroads. Should I do the Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin? Or should I go into the Heichel and remove the Deshan of the Mizmeach HaPnimi? So up to Gemara, a ganz cheshbin with a whole bunch of people are saying this. Frank, the Tais Yishanim. The next Gemara said that the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi came before the Atavas HaNeiros. Why? Because they ain't about Yiran HaMitzvahs. Because when you walked into the Heichal, first you encountered the Mizbeach, and then you got to the Menorah. So you see, ain't about Yiran HaMitzvah is a svara to be machriya exactly how you're supposed to do this. So if that's the case, it's possible you should do the Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin before the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. You're in the Azor, you're on the Mizbeach. So you're going to get off the Mizbeach, you're going to walk into the Heichal, ein locha, ein mavir, and ala mitzvahs gedoy l'mizu. It doesn't make any sense. So of course you should do the Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin first. What I have to come out to svara is, tei peglei, ein mavir, and ala mitzvahs. As I freak the Tos Yishanim. And the Tos Yishanim says three terutzim, believe it or not, to this kasha. And here's the third teretz. Eloi me Rebbe, this is the teretz Tos Yishanim likes. He says, a Rebbe said, you know what the reason is? Hoyo v'tisha mizbeach ha-pnimi, mitzvahs pnimi, adif etveh. Because out ein mavir, and ala mitzvahs. Unless we had a svara to tell me that the avoida of Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin is better than the avoida of Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, I could have thought fakert. I could have thought that the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi is actually better than the Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin, because that's being done in the Heichal, as opposed to this that's not being done in the Heichal. So Eim Avir and Alamitzus wouldn't help me. Kamash Blan, a whole Gemara, that's the way you're supposed to do it first. In other words, what's Rebbe in the Tos Yishanim saying? He's saying, Eim Avir and Alamitzus is true when all things are equal. But if there's a svara to do the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi before the Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin, Avada, that's what I would do first. And I would get off the Mizbeach, and I'd walk into the Heichel, and I would do the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, then come back onto the Mizbeach, and do the Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin. I am Avir and Allah Mitzvahs, that's when all things are equal. But the Gemara approached the Sugya as saying, no, these two things are not equal. One is Avoid and the Heichel, and the other one's not. And that the Gemara answered, no, Sidur Shnei Gzire Yetzin is actually better, because it's a Machshir. But unless you can establish that it's better, you would think that the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi is better. And if the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi is better, so all things are not equal. If they're not equal, there's no way of Yirin Ala Mitzvahs. In other words, Mamish the Shagas Ayiz Yisai, tucked away in the Tosis Yishanim. Not all the Achroinim had seen the Tosis Yishanim, as we've discussed. But at from a high level, this is the Var. That even though it's true, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, that's only when all things are equal. But to the extent that there's a Svara to be Makten, something else, I could be maver on a mitzvah, go to that other thing, and then come back. I am maver on all mitzvahs, and it's even a din d'oraisa, it's true. But if there's a reason to be makhtem in that other thing, because kol mekudesh mechaver koydem lechaveray, then the halach is, you wouldn't have the halacha of am maver on all mitzvahs. Just to conclude this raid bite with one ha'ara, and that is, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, that when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, so you take out three Sifrei Torah. So we're familiar with the Dalit Parshiyos. Parshas Shkolin, Parshas Zachar, Parshas Parah, Parshas Achodesh. These are the four Parshiyos. It begins Rosh Chodesh Adar and it goes through Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The first of the Dal Parashiyos is Parashat Shkolim. When is Parashat Shkolim? It's the first Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh Adar, and it's based on the first Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, Be'echad Be'Adar Mashmiyah Na'al Hashkolim. So once upon a time, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, every Yid had a mitzvah to give a Machzis HaShekel, and there was a Achraza on Rosh Chodesh Adar, it's time to bring the Shkolim. And as a Zecher, the Mishnah Berurah says, when Neshalma Parim Sfaseinu, we spoke about this in the introduction to Masechta Shkolim, there's an idea of Be'echad Be'Adar Mashmiyah Na'al Hashkolim, even Bezman HaZeh. So what we do is that the first Shabbos in Chodesh Adar, we read from Parashat Shkolim. So what happens if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out literally on Shabbos? Rosh Chodesh Adar has Samach L'Nisan, Shecholius B'Shabbos, meaning Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheini, that's what Samach L'Nisan means, that falls out on Shabbos, Koyrin Parshas Shkolim. We read Parshas Shkolim, Shehiki Sisa, Adva Sisa Kir Nechayshes, U Mafter Vayichreus Yahyada, U Maitzi and Gimel Sfarim. And we take out three Sefer Torah. Ba'achas Koyrin Parshas HaShavua. The first Sefer Torah, we read the Parshas HaShavua. Ubesheni shor Rosh Chodesh. The second one is Rosh Chodesh. You have to read the Mustafa of Rosh Chodesh. Ubeshlishi koyre mafta beparashas Shkolim. And with the third one, you read the mafta of the parashas Shkolim. And we do it in this order. First, we read from the safe the parasha. Then we read Rosh Chodesh, and then afterwards, we read from parashas Shkolim. What's the reason we do it in this order? Tader v'she'enoi tader. Tadir Kaidim. Just like when you bench on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, first you say Ritzei and then you say Yalav Yavoi, or on Shabbos Yontif, first Ritzei and then Yalav Yavoi, because you say Ritzei more than you say Yalav Yavoi. So there's an idea of Tadir Vashenei Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. So what's the Cheshvin of Tadir? First, you're going to read the Parshas HaShavua, that's Tadir. Then you're going to read Rosh Chodesh, that comes second. And then finally, Parshas Shkolim, that's an event that happens once a year, that comes third. So that's the third, that's the Seder of the way you're supposed to read it. Ratzvi Pesach Frank in the Hartzvi on Mesechta's Yuma on our Gemara says, Zem Yizman Amarti. He said, for years I've had the following Ha'ara. And the Ha'ara is, what happens if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos and the Kriyas HaTorah of that parasha is Parshas Tetzava? So there's a range of what parsha Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholiyos B'Shabbos can be. Sometimes it's Adar Aleph, sometimes it's Adar. We're only doing an Adar base anyways. But the point is that there's a range of what parsha can be. It could be one of the possibilities is Parshas Tetzava. So said Rav Hirsch Pesach, I've had this Ha'ara for years, that if Parshas Tetzava, Rosh Chodesh Adar, then when you take out the three Sefer Torah, I don't think you should do it in the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch. So I'm not sure. This is a hard. It's hard to go connected Halacha Shulchan Aruch. But this is the hard. He says why? Because Parshas Tetzava is the Kriya. What are you going to do? You're going to mish from Parshas Tetzava or bring another Sefer Torah, and you're going to go read the Musaf on Parshas Rosh Chodesh, and then you're going to read Parshas Kis. Then you're going to read Parshas Shkolim. Where's Parshas Shkolim in the Torah? It's Parshas Kisisa. It's the parsha that immediately follows Parshas Tetzava. So says Rav Tzvi Pesach, I don't know if you have a right to do that. You just read Parshas Tetzava. You finished Parshas Tetzava. The next words in the Torah is Parshas Shkolim. So how do I have a right to close the Sefer Torah, go bring the Musaf, and then afterwards, you're about to read Parshas Shkolim. So how do you have it? It's the next words in the Torah. Valkyrie is standing in front of an open Sefer Torah. He has Parshas Shkolim looking at him right now. How do you have a right to put it away? So he says, Zem Yizman Amarti. He says, Achav Ebig Getracht Azach Chiddush. That it could be the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, that it's Parshas Rosh Chodesh Shkolim, that if it's a parsha other than Tetzava. But if it's Tetzava, once you finish reading Parshas Tetzava, you have to read Parshas Shkolim. Because it's the next words in the Torah. And if you're going to walk away from Shkolim, it's going to be a bechin of Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs. Goinus. This is where Rav Tzvi Pesach said. And he's mesupik about this. Abeluchur, it's mamish toli in this Shagasaria. It's toli in this Toises Yishanim. Because why do we read Parshas of... why do we read the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh before Parshas Shkolim? It's because Tadr v'she'enoi Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. So here's the Shailo. If the Shagasaria said where you have one thing that's more Kaddish than the other, Mekudish v'she'enoi Mekudish, Mekudish Adif, that takes precedent over Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, that Yesh Loimar, Tadr v'she'enoi Tadr, Tadr Kaidim, is also going to take precedent. Now you're going to say Mechoteisi. Maybe, Kala Kaddish Mechavera, yeah. But Tadr, Kaddish, Meretach from Kedusha. Todeh, because it happens more often. Maybe that's not enough of a svar to say, Mavir and Alamitzvahs, but it's a tois. The reason is because the Mishnah says in Zvachim Peites Amaral, Kol HaTodeh Mechaveiro Koidem Es Chaveiro. The next Mishnah also Zvachim Peites Amaral, Kol HaMekudesh Mechaveiro Koidem Es Chaveiro. And then the Gemara says on Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, Iboy Luhu, Todeh Umekudesh Eze Mehem Koidem. It's an Iboy in the Gemara. If you have a face off between Todeh and Mekudesh, which one comes first? Todeh Koidem, Mishum the Todeh? I don't want Mekudesh Kadim, Mishum the Kadesh, right? Too clear, it's Tadim. It's Tadim Kadim because it's Tadim, or it's Mekudesh Kadim because it's Mekudesh. But the bottom line is, it's an Ibaya in the Gemara. So what's the bottom line? It's an Ibaya in the Gemara. So if you go through the Sugya, the Gemara is not Poshet, the Ibaya, and that's why the Rambam in Hilchas Tmidim Amasaf and Perik Tes Halacha Bey says, Hayu Lefan of Tadir and Mekudesh, Yaktim Ezim Ehem Cheyertze. You can do whichever one you want first, because the Gemara was never Poshet the Ibaya, and if that's the case, there's no Seder, and if there's no Seder, you can do whatever you want. In other words, it's a Mefurish Gemara with the Psak of the Rambam, that there's no Milo of Mekudesh over Tadir. So if that's the case, Yesh Loimar, as it relates to Rav Hersh Pesach Sa'arva, that maybe when Parshas Tetzave falls out, Shchoydish Adar, whereas ordinarily the Shulchan Aruch says it's supposed to be read the parish, then read the Musaf, and then read the Shkol. Maybe over here you have to read the Shkol before the Musaf, because otherwise the Emavir and Ala Mitzvahs, it's literally the next parish in the Torah. So we're saying maybe not so fast, because the Shagasari said when you have a Svar of Kol Mekudesh Mechaveir Kodim Lechaveir, that takes precedence over Emavir and Ala Mitzvahs. So it could be Tadeh V'Sheinei Tadeh Tadeh Kodim is also going to take precedence. Ah, you'll tell me who said Tadeh V'Sheinei Tadeh is on the same level of Kol Mekudesh Mechaveir? The Gemara said it. Zvachim tzadik amibes, iboilu tadur mekudesh, which one comes first? The Rambam says, ezim yam sheyirtze yaktim. In other words, it means they're on the same level. We have no way to be machriya. So if the Shagasari said that kala mekudesh comes before emavir and ala mitzvahs, yesh loimar, the tadur v'sheinei tadur also comes before emavir and ala mitzvahs.